I'm going to review the Limo Studio bulb holder. This thing holds 5 different light bulbs, has all sorts of nice features. I'll put a link below. Boy, check this out if you run a YouTube channel. Studio 5 bulb holder. I've been looking for something like this for a long, long time. Hi, my name is Aaron Linsdow. I'm a polar explorer and filmmaker. I also obviously run a YouTube channel, and I've been looking for inexpensive light bulb holders that hold a lot of light and can cast it for my studio. I have definitely found it. And this thing is awesome. I'll put a link below to Amazon so you can check it out, and I'm going to give you some basic dimensions and information about this light fixture. Now, there are a lot of softbox options and all sorts of craziness on the market that people spend a lot of money for. I'm looking at Amazon right now. Check out the link. It's less than $20. What do you get for about less than 20 bucks, depending on the price? Maybe it'll be 30, who knows, but right now it's very inexpensive. You can put 5 light bulbs in this thing. It has a a light stand mount, an adjustable head, 5 switches, a standard fuse, a grab handle. This thing is actually really incredible, and that's why I'm sharing it today, because I finally found what I've been looking for. I've actually ordered a couple of them. Of course, I shut off the light so I can't light my scene properly. But as you can see here, this stand easily mounts on a standard light stand, or the mount, and it mounts just like that. The head, when you loosen it, it clicks. Now, when you lean it over this far, it gets too heavy. I wouldn't lean it over this far. And I wouldn't lean it too far back. I keep it somewhere about in the middle. It's pretty good there. Now, you'll notice this isn't just a regular head. This actually has a speed ring, so you can mount your own softbox parts to this. Now, this does not come with the softbox, and in fact, I didn't want it to come with the softbox because I have other softboxes here. Whoa, exactly. I just needed a lot of light for my background. As you can tell, my background isn't fully lit, even though I have 2 softboxes rolling, and you can see that there, and I make adjustments, but it's just not quite adequate. I purchased this to give me a lot more light power. Now, just to give you an idea for your light stand, how much this unit weighs, minus the 6-foot power cord that it comes with, and it has a standard plug, grounded plug, and it has a standard outlet. So if you want to buy a 10 or 15 or even a 20-foot cord, you can. Let me show you the light there. There you go. Well, let's see what this head weighs. All right, I'm excited about this because you'll notice the lighting in my last couple of videos really is bright and a lot better. I love it. This thing weighs, it's heavy. It weighs 986 grams, or 2 pounds and 3 ounces, or 34 ounces. If you have a really light light stand, you gotta be a little bit careful. However, if you mount it straight up, that's the kick. Now, I've comboed this with this Feit, I don't know how to pronounce it, sorry, F-E-I-T, electric 5,000 Kelvin LED bulbs that are, check this out, 17 watts. They're 1,600 lumens, which means this is equivalent of a 100-watt light bulb in only 17 watts. Now, my theory is that I can put this all in. Let me show you the plug-in here real quick. Before I get going too crazy, it has a standard side plug-in. All right, let me spin this around so you can see it there. It has a very nice handle. The mount, let me show you from the front. There you go. And from the back. Cool. Now I will mount this up and fire it up to show you what this puppy can do in all of its glory. Now, that's the big problem you might have is, oh, I've got an inexpensive camcorder or something, and I just don't have enough light. My softboxes aren't enough, or my room light really isn't good, and your light is all gray. I bought these at Costco. You can get them at the Amazon link below. Four pack. They're so inexpensive now, an LED. So was it 17 times 5? Whatever 17 times 5 is. What is 17 times 5? Well, let's see. That'd be 30. Ooh, yeah. You're gonna light this puppy up pretty quick. Whoa. Obviously, it's a little bright. All right. So that'd be 30, 60, 75 plus 10. So that's 85 watts of electrical power and very little heat to get 500 watts equivalent of light. Check this out. Woo! Yeah, baby. Holy schmozoli. Oh, that's bright. Now, as you can see, I'm a little overexposed, but now this thing allows me to mount up on an umbrella or anything else. Woo! A lot more light. Oh, there we go. Let me turn on the middle one. There we go. A lot more light for my studio for doing YouTube. You can actually see I'm overexposed because it's a... Oh, shut that off. Oh, ugh, bare bulb. Now I seem pretty dark in comparison. But that little head has really allowed me to add a lot more light. And also the nice part about these LED light bulbs, I can hit them all day, not that I'm going to hit them, and I don't have to worry about a compact fluorescent breaking. Now, the softboxes that I use, and I'll put a link below with the bulbs and all that hoopla, those bulbs, those compact fluorescents, are about 150 watt equivalent, but they are delicate. I mean, yep, you move in there, you get around, you hit it too hard, and now you have that powder and that mercury and all that. Now, not that LEDs don't have their issues, but this is so much lower power, I don't mind having all these bulbs open, and it's not a particular risk to me at all, which is huge. As you can see here, I'll pull this head back. There you go. This is really a ball or sphere of light. It ends up equivalently being a large, large light bulb. Now let me take the, let me take the bulbs off. I will unplug the power cord, so we don't have anything exciting happen here. And I will give you some real world dimensions with my tape measure, just to show you how nice this is. If you are a YouTuber or you have, you're doing some sort of video and you need, man, I just need light in my studio, even just to bounce off the wall. I might even order another one just to, that way it makes it very easy. My lighting isn't dramatic when I turn this on compared to this, but I need to get the light up in the room. That way my camera gain doesn't come up and I don't get as much noise. The head size is 8 inches in diameter all the way around. The depth from the handle to the front bulb mount is about 7 inches. And from the bottom of the stand to the top is about 11 inches. For as many light bulbs as this holds, plus it has this nice switch bank, so if you end up with too much light, you can actually individually control them. And that's what's really nice about this head as well, unlike other ones where you just plug it in. Maybe there's one switch or a switch on the power cord or something totally lame. This head is actually individually controllable, which makes it much, much nicer to use. I'm immediately putting this into my YouTube videos, get more uniform lighting on my green screen. It reduces how much effort and time I have to spend editing my videos, because getting this information to you quicker is more important than me trying to fiddle around and be a techie. I don't want to do that. This Limo Studio head has definitely changed my game, and for the price, you would think it would be a cheap piece of junk, but it's actually, I think, almost tougher than my softboxes, the Andor ones. And this aluminum mount has so many holes in it that you can use different soft boxes. And it's just got a ton of holes on there. You could probably mount just about any softbox. One thing I wish it had would be a hole for an umbrella. If that would be my one critique, is if there were a mounting hole, just a little shaft way here, where you could put an umbrella on this, this would be the ultimate studio lighting head. And an umbrella, just because it's easier to fold down, it doesn't eat up so much space like a softbox. Check out the link below. Totally awesome. Love my new lighting head. My name is Aaron Linsdow. I'm a polar explorer and filmmaker. Please like and comment on the video if you found it helpful, and subscribe to the channel even so if you found it more helpful. And if not, please leave me a comment and let me know how I'm doing anyway. Thank you very much for watching.